The A-League season has burst into life and Melbourne Victory have started their season with a bang. They got it done in the season opener against Western United 1-0 and they won in the FFA Cup yesterday as well. So all things going well. They've also got a new shot stopper. He's a 33-year-old goalkeeper from Zagreb, 33 years of age, as I say. Ivan Kelleher has been good enough to join us on the line. He does so for Toro Mowers, powered by 100 years of innovation. Ivan, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, good morning to you, to everybody who is listening, and thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure from our end, and so glad you could find the time this morning. So you have been, Ivan, you have been everywhere. Football has taken you all around the globe. You've played in some of the biggest competitions for some of the biggest clubs. How have you adjusted to life in Australia at this early stage?
Pretty easy. Football was good to me. I was around the Europe. Now this is first time outside of the Europe, but everything here is amazing. Club, city, fans, everybody are so nice to me. So I can say that I'm enjoying every bit of a moment here in Melbourne.
Has it been a culture shock for you, Ivan? What's the most Australian thing you've done at this stage?
Oh, I don't know. Everything. I try to blend in. But it's not a problem for me. I'm a pretty open person, so it's easy to adjust everywhere. A bit crazy, so, you know, you blend in very well.
Ivan, can you say g'day, mate?
G'day, mate. What's up?
Not
Welcome,
bad.
Mate.
Not bad. So, that's not bad, mate. That's not bad early on. Hey, your relationship with the manager, Tony Popovich, how far back do you guys go? And he's a big reason why you're here, of course.
Yeah. Actually, I was in Greece under him. It wasn't for a long time, maybe a month and a half, but I clicked with him immediately. I worked with him in person, and he's just an amazing. And when I received his call when he asked me if I want to join Melbourne Victory, I had no second thoughts. No, I just accepted it, and here we are, rocking and rolling. And I'm so happy to work under him and to be in this great club.
33 years of age. What's the peak time in the career for a goalkeeper? Is it around now, or is it down the track? Does it take a while to hone your skills?
Look, you know how they say for the goalkeepers, you know, they are like wine, red wine, as older as better. So my body's, I'm feeling pretty well. I often joke with my teammates also that you know, I'm maybe 33 years old, but I feel like I'm like my oldest daughter, 11 years. So, you know, I'm pretty pumped, feeling good, working hard. And I think the best years are still in front of me.
And Ivan, you need to be a little bit crazy to be a keeper, though, don't you, at this level? You need to have a little bit of a screw loose, surely.
Of course. That's normal. If you are normal, then that's not a job for you, you know. You need to be a bit crazy, and I don't know if any other person gives any other position give themselves pride to, you know, to get hit with a ball from the close range, and I'm really enjoying it.
So, Ivan, you've played in Serie A, you played La Liga, you've played Europa League, you've played Champions League with Dinamo Zagreb. Now, you've played against Real Madrid, you've faced Cristiano Ronaldo, Mesut Ozil, Karim Benzema, Angel Di Maria. You have come up against the biggest names in the game.
Yeah. Look, throughout my football career, I played in some great teams, against some great teams, great players, so you know, how I said already, like, football was amazing to me, and it's just like unbelievable. You played the biggest competitions. I was with the national team at the European Championship 2012 also, so it's another level. You can just enjoy it. And now, how I said, to be part of this great club with these fans, this chairman, everybody, my teammates, it's an amazing.
Ivan, just catching up on a little bit of this, but they tell me you're a character in a training. You celebrate the saves in training like you do game day. Is there any truth to that?
Listen, that's a banter between Jackie Bremer and me. So I already told that I'm celebrating my saves against him. but usually like how he doesn't score so often to me, so I'm the one who is celebrating the most. It's a good joke. Yeah, I'm a bit passionate during the games. Of course, I'm obviously a bit calmer, but from the outside, inside, I'm still burning. I like to. You know, I'm always in a good spirit because I'm doing the job that if you can call that a job, what I love. So I'm blessed. And yes, of course, you need to be happy. Life is all about to be happy.
I love it. It's a great attitude, Ivan. And they're going to celebrate their goals. So you've got to let them know sometimes, you know, not in my house. You got to make it work the other way.
You need to protect your house. So even though they're my teammates, I like to have a banter with them. So yeah. It's cool. And they're accepting it pretty well. Even when they score, they are celebrating. But how I said, they don't celebrate a lot.
Like you said, Sammy, before, you've played all over the world, Zagreb, Greece, everywhere. You've been everywhere. Through the Europe, as you put it before, which I really enjoyed. How have you found the fans, the Melbourne Victory fans? How have you found them? How passionate are they by comparison to where you've been?
No, they are really amazing. Like reception that we had against Western United, it was a away game for us, but it felt like it was a home game. They were chanting for us. They were like supporting us since we stepped out for the warm-ups on the pitch. Then through the whole game, then after the game, it was amazing. It was unbelievable. They are 100% one of the top fans that I had for support me. You know, so it's unbelievable reception that I got from them. It's amazing. It's really I cannot say anything except I have exceptional words for them.
And the league itself, Ivan, what are your early impressions of the game in this country?
I think, you know, in Europe, people underestimate A-League. A-League is a very tough competition. Players are really physical, and it's a big quality here, and especially like younger kids who are coming, they have a great quality, and I think the league can only improve even more. So it's not an easy league, and if you're here for holidays, it's not a good mentality for you.
I think we should get Ivan to wrap it up with it.
Yes.
No worries, mate.
I like
Have
that.
A great day, lads. Cheers.
Can you give us a no worries, Ivan?
No worries, mate.
I like it. That's solid. It's a good. It's enthusiastic, and that's what we like. Ivan, awesome to talk to you. Hey, best luck. You've got a home game, actually, this Sunday afternoon against Brisbane Roar. 4:05 kickoff in that one, and the Melbourne Victory supporters will show up en masse. A season of great optimism this year that you've started well in. So thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a good one.
What a great man.
What a beauty.
Have a good one. I like it.
I like this
Ivan,
guy already. I like him. I've got a new soccer team.
Ivan Caliver. Hey, you got a new local team.
Well, that'll do.
That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do.
You're on the Victory train now.
I don't need an EPL team. I've got one local.
Exactly. We like our shot stopper at the Victory. He joined us for Toro Mowers. Whether you need to trim, blow, cut or mow, there's a Toro for everyone.